If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I'm going to tell you something. That 1 John 5 says that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. I'm showing you in Genesis 41, 38 through 44, Joseph was an overcomer. Joseph became the number two man in Egypt. Joseph was an overcomer. The first characteristic of an overcomer is that they have a vision. That's why I told you, you got to write down your vision. Even Habakkuk says, write it down and make it plain. Don't go through life without a written goal. Put something down, pen to paper, and show God that you believe that he has something greater than where you are. So you got to have a vision of greatness. But understand, a vision only comes from what you see. So you have to see something that is equal, equivalent, or greater than what you are. No sense hanging with people that are like you. God dealt with me about this last week, and he and I got into a little dialogue about it, and I lost because, you know, he was really, I mean, he just really bothered me about some things. And he was talking about my feeling and my sense of being chameleon-like, of following those with whom we associate. And God said to me, he said, my people need to associate with people who are in greater positions than they are. I said, wait a minute, God. I said, but the people that are greater don't want to deal with the people that are lower. He said, it depends on the relationship. If you come up to that person, and see, this is where pride has to go out the window. You come up to that person and you say, I see that the hand of the Lord is on you. I'd like you to mentor me. But we won't do that. It's what the scriptures allude to as the Elisha principle. When it was time for Elijah to go, God told him to go down and anoint Elisha. He goes and he finds the man working. That's the first thing. Before you mentor anybody, make sure they're busy. Don't mentor lazy people, because lazy people will think they're entitled. They want you to pay all their bills, but they won't get a second job. They'll tell you they're broke, but they have an iPhone. They don't want to be mentored. They just want to bleed you. So he finds this man walking behind the oxen. That denotes humility, because theoretically, they could also walk in front of the oxen. They could tie the plow behind the oxen, walk in front of the oxen. But to see him walking behind the oxen was an act of humility. The second characteristic is that the person that you're to mentor, that you're to connect with, should be a humble person, willing to share with you the things that God has given. The third thing is, he tested his resolve. He said, God has called me to Gilgal. So he says, you stay here. And then he said, nope, I'm not leaving. Then he called him to our church. He said, God has called me to Bethel, right up on Cheltenham Avenue. And he said, no, you stay here at Gilgal. He said, no, if God's called you to Bethel, I'm going there too. I heard that's a rocking church with a crazy pastor. I need to go hear what he's preaching. Then when he got to Bethel, he said, God has called me to Jericho. And Jericho means spiritual warfare. So Gilgal was a place of rest. It was where Israel would go. It was where they always wandered back to for their resting times. Then Bethel means house of God. That's where you sacrifice yourself to God. After you sacrifice yourself to God, you go to Jericho. Jericho means spiritual warfare. It means that now God needs to test all that you got from the house of God. Every scripture, everything you received in the preaching and teaching, you're going to walk out of here and confront Jericho. Demons that weren't there last week are going to be there this week, because you're learning to be an overcomer. And he's going to try to get you to give in and quit and act like you can't make it, but those that are born of God overcome the world. And this is that victory that overcomes even our faith. After he made it through Jericho, he said, now the Lord has called me to Jordan. Lord, have mercy. And when they reached the Jordan, it said Elijah took off his cape and rolled it up and slapped the waters. What is it telling us? After you successfully defeat the devil at Jericho, you're ready to do the miracles of the Jordan. You can't do miracles until you come through something, until you endure, until you prove to God that you are an overcomer, that nobody can break you down, that nobody can beat you up, that you are all that God said you are, and you ought to give him a hand clap for his goodness. Listen to what Nehemiah said in his vision, verse 18 of chapter 2. Then I told them of the hand of God which was good upon me. So also the king's words that he had spoken to me. In other words, God gave me burden, God gave me vision, but the king gave me favor. Anytime anybody shows you favor, that's God. You come to this place where you just think every good thing that happens, happens by chance. Oh, no, it does not. You're the 14th person in the checkout line. You're the last person in the line. Nobody else is opening up another aisle. You're the last person in the line. You wonder why you're the last person in the line. Because when they open up the next stand, they say, we're going to take who's next in the line. And then God has given you favor. You went from being last to being the first. You better open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. You gave me favor. You go to the car dealer. They lower the price. It's not because you dickered the price. It's because of God's favor. You come through a trial. It's because of God's favor. You wake up in the morning. It's because of God's favor. You make it through difficult times. It's because of God's favor. And when the favor of the Lord is upon you, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. No sickness is going to keep you down. Am I talking to an overcomer? He says, so I told of the king and the words he spoke. I serve a God that even involves himself in my natural affairs. You might get a letter from the IRS saying you owe back taxes. I'm telling you, don't be afraid. Go to that audit. Sit down there if you know you did right. You watch them go through the numbers and come back and say, we made a mistake. We owe you $500. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't want to. See, you just accept everything the devil tells you. You got to learn to be like Hezekiah. When Sennacherib sends a letter, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give the doctor's diagnosis to Jesus. The doctor said you got cancer. Give it to Jesus. The doctor said you got diabetes. Give it to Jesus. The doctor said you won't make it through the year. Give it to Jesus. He is able to do exceeding abundantly for the overcomer. I got all this favor on me, verse 18. I got all this favor. I got all this favor. Listen to what he said. Let us rise up and build. Overcomers have a vision. Let us rise up and build. Tell somebody, let's rise up and build. I ain't talking about a church building. I'm talking about your life. Let's rebuild your life. You've been listening to the devil's lie for too long. He's been telling you you can't make it. He's been telling you you're no good because you come from a whole family of no gooders. But it don't matter. The Bible said that whatsoever is born of God overcometh. I'm an overcomer. I don't care what Uncle Seymour did. I don't care what Aunt Susie did. I don't care about my past lineage. It stops with me. I am a new creature. I am a new creature. I am a new creature. I've got a new outlook. Let us rise up and build our lives. Get that praise going. Get that thanksgiving moving. Get that worship flowing. Get that dance going. Let the devil know you beat me yesterday, but today's a new day, and I'll not lay down to you. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Tell 2-3 people, I'm an overcomer. Let us rise up and build. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Let us rise up and build. Let us pick up our shattered lives. Let us pick up our doubt-filled lives. Let us pick up our fearful lives and build new lives. Let's build lives that say we are more than conquerors. Let's build lives that say I am the head and not the tail. Let us build lives that say if God be for me, who cares who's against me? Build a new life. Listen, I love this part. I love this part. I love this part. Listen, everything in life is about attitude. It is about how you envision what you see. God would constantly say to Ezekiel, what do you see? He would speak to Jeremiah and he would take him places and say, tell me what you see. And see, that sight is based upon our spiritual connection. You see what God sees. Ezekiel had got to the place where he said, Lord, you know. He said to Ezekiel, he said, well, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, you know if they can live or not. You wouldn't be showing me the broken bones if you weren't going to lift them. God doesn't show you the areas of despair if he's not going to pick you up. God don't like to rub your nose in failure. God likes to show you victory. God wants to show you what's broken can be repaired. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All of the king's horses and all of the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. But it did not say the king couldn't do it. It said his horses or his men. You might be Humpty Dumpty today. The counselor can't help you. The preacher can't help you. The king's horses can't help you. The king's men can't help you. But I want to tell you, the king can help you. The king can put you back together. The king can restore your life because you are more than a conqueror. Everything in life is attitude. Notice what this passage says. Let us rise up and build. And then it said, so they, the people, strengthened their hands for this good work. Lord, that verse just motivates me, motivates the bejeebies out of me. Here's what he's saying. Once you encourage yourself, once you set a vision, you now go about the task of preparing yourself to accomplish it. Don't sit by and give it to God, tell my Lord, bring it to pass. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh no, strengthen your hands. Get yourself involved. God has given you gifts and talents and abilities for you to turn the world upside down. Do you know the worst thing that could happen is wasted talent? Is you dying full of the anointing? You were designed to die empty. Pass out that anointing. Use that power. Get somebody out of bondage. Set somebody free. Strengthen your hands.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10315P.
This message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.